Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be about the potential of PvP not being in the future of Destiny. Let me make my case. I don't want it to be removed, but I'm looking at a lot of the patterns and seeing something that might be coming down the road. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always catch me live. I'm probably live right now, twitch.tv/sayno2rage. If I'm not live, click the follow button. If you're watching on YouTube, please click the subscribe button as well as the like button. That helps me out. Now, again, before you run to the comments to say I'm anti-PvP or I'm an idiot, let me make my case. There's a lot that goes into this that I'm kind of deducing from patterns in Bungie's behavior with the content, with everything that's happened this far with Destiny 2, and even Bungie employees leaving the company. So let me make my case. I don't want it to go away, but I think it's becoming a more possible reality given a lot of the things that are lining up. I kind of feel like the writing is on the wall. So first, let's talk about engagement and revenue. Then we're going to talk about generational shift, and then we're going to end by saying the only way. I do think there's a future for Destiny's PvP, but I only think there's one way that they could possibly do it. So let's just talk engagement and revenue. This is one of the main reasons I think that they might be motivated from a business standpoint to remove PvP from the game. It is the lowest level of engagement the last 4 years in the game, and it requires the least amount of purchases. You can do a lot in Destiny and go after a lot of the weapons and the seasonal pinnacle weapons without owning any of the content. So there's a likelihood, even if you say, wow, Lono, there's a lot of people who play PvP every day, from a business standpoint, you have to analyze that and say, are these consumers revenue generating? Are they buying the new content? Are they buying the new DLCs? Maybe they are. Maybe they are buying lots of the new content. I happen to think there's a very high likelihood that a significant portion of them are not revenue generating consumers. So you have to weigh that against all of the production time, the teams, the employees, the people that they have to hire and use to actually give in to and create content and make things for PvP. Potentially, it's low revenue generating versus production costs, and that could lead to them saying, this really isn't worth our efforts going forward. This may be why it's getting less attention. If you think about the thrust of PvP, really think about the history here. They attempted to have a very balanced, almost seemed like an esports bent with the way they designed D2 vanilla PvP with the 4v4, the very, very neutered meta, the double primary. It did feel like they were trying to go down a more tournament-ready style of play, and it fell flat. They then tried to change things around. They did like the Go Fast update. They added rank. They added the Redrix. But when Forsaken happens, I don't think people really sensed a tectonic shift that we've now kind of looked back with hindsight and said, they've really pivoted away from PvP. Forsaken lands, Trials is taken out, they add Gambit instead of doing anything significant for PvP, and that to me feels like a shift internally, both with respect to philosophy as well as content focus. So when you look at that, Forsaken is meant to be a turning point for the franchise. That turning point to me marks the beginning of the end of PvP to a certain degree. I just don't think they've put a lot of eggs in that basket. Then once you get beyond Forsaken, you have to look again at what they're focusing on. There's almost no focus on PvP. They're giving you very, very little. This has become a primary concern from PvP players. If you go to Reddit, if you go to the forums, they're complaining. They're saying, where's the love? Where's our stuff? So even though I don't play PvP, I can clearly see that the PvP portion of the community is saying, we're getting no love, and even if you don't play it, you can see the focus from Bungie has been to pivot away, from PvP as a content focus. So history is important here. D2 vanilla PvP failed at trying to be balanced. I feel like they've just kind of gone back down the rabbit hole of saying, just make it wild and crazy. And then there's this swinging pendulum of nerf this, buff this, nerf this. There's a lot of chaos in the Crucible. And I think that's making a lot of people leave. On top of that, I think there's a generational shift. That's the second part of the talk here. Fortnite and Apex Legends are changing the landscape of gaming. We've even seen major titles like Call of Duty be transparent about the fact that Fortnite was threatening to their margins and their sales. Even they are pivoting towards Battle Royale because the gaming generation that is playing PvP games right now are moving away from this style of PvP, and I think that has to be part of the consideration in Bungie's future plans. You have people leaving because it's unenjoyable. You're not giving them a lot of content. There seems to be a shift away from PvP focus with the content they give people. And within the gaming world itself, there's a shift of people moving away from this style of PvP to play something more along the lines of a battle royale. Expectations about free size, scope, and experience are being set and then desired by the next generation of gamers. You can see this pattern in games like Call of Duty. With the dawn of Halo and Call of Duty, that set the standard for what people wanted from PvP. And then what happened? Every game that came out at that time was attempting to have another version of what you could get in COD, what you could get in Halo. Now, obviously, Battlefield tried to do the big, you know, the big scoped maps with the vehicles, but at its core, it was still that same sort of shooter genre. They just made the maps bigger and they added some vehicles. That's why a lot of people pivoted to Battlefield. I believe we are experiencing genre fatigue, the 6v6 smaller style PvP. I believe we are experiencing genre fatigue, both within what's popular, as well as we're just seeing it within the realm of what's becoming less popular. If less are coming in, and you're already having people leaving from the core audience, and it's been mediocre for 4 years, is anybody who's a fan of PvP going to try to claim it hasn't been sort of a black eye on the franchise for 4 years? It's never really arrived. It's never... When's a time when it arrived and was good and stayed there? When? I don't think you can really point to a time. Around the time of the dominance of the Hawksaw, I think it's probably one of people's favorite times. Prior to that, there was a constant form of, this is too strong, this needs nerf. We've always been in this rut with PvP. I don't need to play to commentate on the community's response to PvP the last 4 years, or to commentate on Bungie's insistence upon a swinging pendulum of meta changes where you have seasons of dominance and things are strong and then they're weak and then they're strong. Now, somebody might say, but Lono, if they really got things balanced, that would really open up the doors and people would really like it. It's imbalanced, people don't like it, there's bad maps, etc. We've been doing this for 4 years. What confidence do you have that they can really land this plane in future content if they haven't managed to do it in the last 4 years? That's my question to you as a fan of PvP. When was it great? How long did it last? And are you confident, given the 4 years of inconsistency, that they can ever land this plane? On top of that, Josh Hamrick has left Bungie. You're seeing Bungie employees that were centerpieces of PvP removing that from their Twitter profiles. I believe the writing is on the wall. Outside of the Destiny community, there's a generational shift. Internally, there seems to be a change of focus from Bungie with the content, as well as you've got people leaving and changing their statuses on Twitter. It seems to me that the focus is moving away from PvP. Let's talk about the only way. I do think Destiny has something special with the look and the feel of the game, and I do think it could have a popular PvP side of the game. However, the only way they pull this off is very, very risky. Very risky. You would have to bring in esports organizations and esports players, esport-minded players, to help inform that side of the game from the ground up. From the ground up, I think you would need to build it for esports, because there is I think potential for vacancy and growth there. There's not a lot of games that would offer what they could offer. But I think that would be massively risky. You're hoping by doing that, number one, to maintain the identity of Destiny, which would be really, really freaking difficult because it's all about space magic. To be fair, I think Destiny's PvP identity that's been the most consistent over the years has been imbalance. That's been part of the identity. If you rip that out, you run the risk of taking the base. The reason to keep PvP in the game is for the base. It's not for the people outside of Destiny. You're trying to appeal to the base, the people that play every day, okay? You might make the game unappealing to them if it's completely centered around esports. And then the risk and the hope would be people outside of the base core of Destiny would start to come in and fuel that fire. They'd start playing on Twitch, there'd be tournaments, that creates hype, that creates excitement, that gets people to play the game. I believe that's literally the only way they could do this, and I think that is incredibly risky. If you try to square that with the fact that there's internal rumors the next Destiny is going to be very hardcore RPG, and you also try to make that argument in light of everything I've just said about the shift within the game, the shift within the content, all of their failed efforts with new game modes, the lack of new things for PvP players to do, the actual gaming community at large shifting away from this style of PvP, I think it's very unlikely you get what I just outlined. I do think that'd be the only way to do it, though. Lastly, I think that people need to understand, I'm not arguing for this to happen. I don't want PvP to be taken out. I don't want your toy to be taken away from you. But I think with Luke Smith at the helm and employees leaving or shifting departments internally, and the thrust of the game post and during Forsaken has been one that is heavily away from PvP, I think the game's future is drifting away from having the Crucible in it any longer. If I'm wrong, then great. You guys can stick around and have your player versus player environments. But I think more and more, the more we look at the changes and the tone and the focus, it is very likely it goes away. Now, Bungie likes to create vacancies and then fill them. They like to take things away and then bring them back. So it's possible they're sitting on some giant goose egg of some Crucible update change to bring back trials and all this stuff. I just feel like that's very unlikely given everything I just outlined, all the way back to the first thing I said. It might be a non-revenue generating minority in the community that you're appealing to, and when you look at cost, they might say, this isn't worth it. We're losing money on this side of the game. We're going to transition to Q&A. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/sayno2rage. I'm probably live right now. If I'm not live, click the follow button. If you're watching or listening in the other locations, please like, share, and subscribe.